It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver has a spending plan for 2021. Denverite's David Sachs reports.
A budget represents a city's priorities, and in 2021, those priorities will be shaped by an economically devastating pandemic. The Denver City Council passed Mayor Michael Hancock's $3.1 billion budget Monday. It has $190 million in cuts, hiring freezes, and other savings as sales and tourism taxes dwindle. Councilwoman Robin Kanich.
There is no question that the budget process is always a bear, and it was a really tougher bear this year.
The police department will see less money because of COVID-19 cuts, not because of the civil rights movement calling for less funding. The budget is based on some ifs, including a successful vaccine. David Sachs, Denverite.
Denver will increase spending on mental health and homelessness. County public health directors have urged Governor Polis to enact stay-at-home orders where needed, specifically in counties which are hit hardest by rising cases. CPR News obtained a letter from public health directors to Polis saying that half measures would not work. Dr. John Douglas is the director of Tri-County Public Health.
And if things weren't moving up so fast, I think we could give it more time. We could say, let's try this for a while, or let's try a few other measures like a curfew. The problem is the rate of increase is just skyrocketing,
which makes testing and contact tracing far less effective. Pueblo Mayor Nick Gradisar says he hasn't ruled out extending a two-week curfew in that city to help slow the spread of coronavirus.
In an ideal world, you know, staying at home between 10 and 5 would keep us from staying at home 24/7. That's obviously why the curfew was imposed. It's that intermediate step to try to say, okay, let's see if this can work.
Gradisar estimates the city has issued 5 curfew citations so far, but adds those were mostly in connection to other incidents. The curfew is set to expire Friday. Gradisar says the city plans to look at the data on coronavirus cases and make a decision later this week on extending the curfew. State numbers show Pueblo County's two-week incident rate is now more than 700 cases per 100,000 people. Pueblo has sunny skies and highs in the 50s today. It's going to be in the 40s around Metro Denver. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.